It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony, where we highlight the one guest of the week that truly stood out, moved the needle, changed the way I saw an issue. Maybe they made me laugh. This week's winner did all of it, and you got to give her credit because she takes home the top prize in a very crowded and highly qualified field. This week we had Nikki Haley on. She was fantastic in her interview on the show.
Wrong.
Ah, come on. Tim Scott was here. We thought he did great.
This guy will say anything.
Whatever. Katie Pavlich was here, and we will not disparage her with a Trump drop because I love Katie Pavlich. I like her as much as anybody who works at Fox, Brian Brenberg. Everybody was great, okay? It was a fantastic week of superstar guests. But the belle of the ball, Shannon Bream, the host of Fox News Sunday, always classes the place up. But as you'll hear in this interview, she just really made me laugh my nuts off this week. It was so funny. And, you know, we got into some heavy issues, but we did it Shannon Bream style. There were jokes, there were music references, a lot of drinking references, even a couple of risque jokes that I didn't see coming. No pun intended. So without further ado, the belle of the ball, Shannon Bream, gets the Fox Across America Game Ball.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You talk about an embarrassment of radio riches, the host of Fox News Sunday, a woman who was this close to becoming the next Speaker of the House. Shannon Bream is here.
Listen, who wasn't, Jimmy?
If
you're here in Washington, you're about to get called up into the next ballot.
Hey, House Speaker was like this year's Ice Bucket Challenge. Do you remember where everyone did it and then had to nominate somebody else to do it?
Exactly. They're like, okay, I got voted down by 8 people. You're up next, Jimmy.
Well, I'm glad the ice water has dried off and you're in good spirits.
I am.
I will point the American people to one silver lining of all this House chaos. It was the first 3-week period, I think, in the history of our lifetime that the government did cut spending.
Yeah, the thing is, though, when anytime they do shut down operations here, everybody gets paid back eventually.
Yup.
So you may get a little break in the spending, but then it comes back with a vengeance.
Oh, heck. This is like when I buy that TV with, like, no interest for a year, but then the interest rate's 82%.
You better figure it out.
Oh, man. Come on, Shannon Bream.
But you don't ever do the extended warranty plans, do you?
I don't. Are you a warranty?
They show up on everything. Honestly, I bought something the other day that was, like, $12, and they're like, do you want the 2-year extended warranty for $3? I'm like, no, this thing cost $12. Why am I going to get that?
And then the worst part is, if you pay with a credit card, you now get hit with a screen to tip them. And you're in this.
Oh, I know, for everything.
Everything. Pack of gum. I'm like, 30%? I'm going to tip you. And it's awkward because you're in like a standoff because they're totally judging you.
They've turned it around to you. Like, I did a self-checkout thing at some store in the airport where you literally just, you don't even see a human and go check out at the thing. And it wanted a tip. I'm like, am I tipping myself? Ooh, am I tipping the machine? I don't understand who's getting this tip. I've seen no human since I got here.
You're tipping for your customer rating. That's how it works because it'll give you a better customer rating.
All of it's linked. All of our digital trail and everything else.
It's all extorted. And here's the thing. I was talking to the listeners about this earlier. I have like a weird survivor's guilt as a former cab driver. So, and I say this, like when I take a taxi home or I get driven home from a Fox show, I am tipping the driver to the point that he thinks I'm romantically interested.
He's like, there are no happy endings on this cab ride.
He's sitting outside my house.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. He was excited. I got to get bottles of wine dropped off now from the guy. I'm like, oh, Andre, no, I'm telling you. Shannon Bream, happy Friday. This is great for morale because the world is, of course, you a little dicey right now. But the question I wanted to throw at you is we were coming out of this pocket, and this is something that's resonated with me as a comedian. We were coming out of this pocket where you couldn't say anything on a college campus, and it suddenly seems like you can. I don't like any of what's going on, but my question to you is, I know you'd obviously condemn it. My question, though, is do you think these kids have unknowingly or maybe inadvertently triggered a newfound scrutiny from the donor class who are suddenly being awoken to what their money was going towards?
It is so interesting to see that I think people who are giving $5, $10, $15 million or more, like to the alma mater or to these places, are now coming back and saying, wow, if we can't even draw a line in the sand, like, hey, you can't be scaring Jewish students and threatening them on campus, that I, as a successful alum of your school, decide that I'm not going to give you any more money. I mean, I do think, listen, I'm all for free speech, and the Supreme Court, you know, which I cover, and they are all for it to some of the most offensive stuff you would ever imagine, because that's how it works. The First Amendment is not for speech we all like and everybody's kumbaya about. So I am for people being able to say and do just about anything as long as it's not threatening other people. But there are consequences to that. You can say and post and TikTok and tweet everything that you want to do, but there are that does mean that you're putting yourself up there for potential consequences. And in the case of these schools where these alums feel like they have not been morally clear about their statements, you know, they're calling in those chips.
Yeah, I mean, especially like it's when it's you're donating to people who might be calling for the extermination of your own ethnicity. Like, I got to tell you, if I find out that Nassau Community College is chanting, get rid of the cable news guest who dressed like an overweight figure skater, like, I'm going to take back that 12-pack of beer I send them every year. I'm not letting it happen.
I mean, you don't want to throw good money after bad, you know? Like, save that 12-pack for somebody who shares your ideals.
Thank you. Or at the very least, I'll buy a warranty. You see that? It's a callback.
I wonder if beer could come with a warranty. Some people would do that.
Listen to me. Some of the stuff I drank when I was a little younger. Okay.
Uh-oh.
There's no way they would have sold, because it would have been a loser.
Would it be like a moonshine situation? Was this illegal?
No, what I was going to, Shannon Bream, and this will make you proud of. No, I was drinking
peach schnapps.
There was at our campus on Long Island, a place called that had Nickel Beer Night. Beer Night.
Oh, my.
And what's funny is a lot of executives of the network where we work went to Hofstra on Long Island, and they're all aware of Nickel Beer Night.
Oh.
And it's funny because all of those, like, rites of passage, okay? Because Nickel Beer Night seems like a good idea until you're drinking the quality of beer they serve at Nickel Beer Night. Yeah, no, not now, but as a kid, you're like, this is amazing. What could go wrong? A lot, apparently. A lot. But the point is, yeah, my beer would not have, they wouldn't have sold the warranty just because there would have been too many damages for them to cover. That was the
point.
That was the point.
Yeah, you got to be looking ahead. Like, who's going to collect on this thing and what's it going to cost me?
Thank you. Well, I say this all the time, okay? There are certain things in life that you don't want too cheap. Like, everybody loves that ad for $50 laser eye surgery till the cross-eyed...
Oh, no.
Yeah, then when the cross-eyed surgeon walks into the operating room,
you're like, I'm going to kick up for the $75. I'm not messing around.
Who does this for $75? That's funny. All right, give me one more, Shannon Bream, because you're here classing up the joint. What I'm watching happen down in Georgia looks like almost a RICO case. I know it's not quite the same thing, but essentially a lot of people who work with Trump in the aftermath of the election are now turning against Trump and testifying. Is that what they're trying to create, some type of pressure campaign with the jury?
Well, listen, I think absolutely when you've got 19, was it, co-defendants on this thing, you start flipping the small and you're trying to obviously work up to the big fish in this whole thing. And so the fact that you've had several very ardent President Trump supporters now make their own plea deals, and they're, you know, there's talk of six or more who may be in conversation with prosecutors now, that's tough for him, because if everybody in the case gets their deal done and you're the only defendant standing, because he's repeatedly said, his legal team has repeatedly said, he's not taking any plea deals, he's going to fight everything, you know, tooth and nail till the very end. If you're the last one standing and everyone has agreed to save their skin by testifying against you, it's not a comfortable place to be.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're talking to the great Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday, the Live in the Bream podcast. I mean, listen, I've said this, the sun never sets on the Shannon Bream empire. It just goes.
You're one to talk, my friend. You probably still drive cabs on your off hours too, just so you don't lose your edge.
I do.
You want to stay connected to the common man.
I will have you know, okay, and if I've told you this, forgive me, but during UN week, when there's all the street closures and everyone's...
Yes, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I once, in one of the car services that takes us home from Fox, had to take over the ride for a driver. Because... What happened was we had been diverted so many different ways that I was starting to get calls from the dispatch company saying, hey, is everything okay? We know you're not on the correct route. So I said to the driver, look, man, this is not your fault, but I am a licensed New York City cab driver, and I'm very well versed in the UN and the street closures. So how about I jump in the front? And I will have you know, Shannon Bream, I drove myself home.
I love this.
Okay, not only did I drive myself home, but I still tipped the guy when I got there.
How about that?
You really do remember what the struggle is like. I mean, now that you're a fancy billionaire, get it.
Shannon, the way this interview is going, I have more of a connection to my future as a cab driver than my past. Stop it.
Listen, it's always good. We all need something to fall back on. And trust me, that's why I keep my bar license active down in Florida, because I'm like, I might need this one day. I think a plan B is, and a plan C is always good. I'm that kind of person.
No, I get it.
I feel like you and I might have the same vibe on that. Like, I just always want to be prepared for the worst.
Uh-huh. No, I live like that. It's like, have you ever met older people who are actually like truly rich people, but because they lived through the Depression, they squirrel away everything, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's why they're rich. Listen, my grandfather, rest his soul, Philip, he would, when I was a little kid, we would go out to eat, and he always, if there was, say, a bread basket on the table that everybody hadn't eaten the rolls, he wasn't leaving those there. They're going in his pocket with those little butter packets and stuff, because he's like,
sweet
they're
and
not, no one else is going to eat this. So I'm wrapping them in napkins and putting them in, like, in my suit pocket. So
that is so funny.
Gramps was not messing around.
No, and I can relate, because I had those grandparents, but in their 70s, they actually donated all of our inheritance, maybe if we were going to get some. Donated it to animals, is what they did. Which is a fancy way of saying they lived a mile from a racetrack.
This was not the ASPCA.
It was not for me. This was, they were betting Santa's Little Helper on Christmas Eve, if you will. But
you remember, I got lucky with Rich Strike last year.
I do remember
this.
I do.
So,
we talked about it on the show. We fancied you an expert for one race.
Right, that's it. You use all of your good luck and karma, because I'm not a betting person. I used it on that one race, and now I can never do better than that. So
Shannon Bream,
you got to know when to hold them.
You are
when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run.
Now, it's not fair that you quote Kenny Rogers, though, because although it's apropos, he was not a one-hit wonder, and you are. You are the Chumbawamba of horse racing, apparently.
I was. I totally was.
There it is.
I could sing it for you if you want, but that's going to cost extra.
Shannon Bream. We'll all be watching Fox News Sunday. You better believe it, girlfriend. Have a great day.
I will see you there, my friend, and have a fantastic weekend.
Oh, I'll handle it. Thanks. You're the best. That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. I am back on your TVs and radios this coming Monday. Lincoln Fowler will be in the house previewing the final Clark Rams football game of the year. Buckle up, buttercup. Place your bets. We'll see you there.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.